Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspans Radio, covering ourselves in Babu slime.
Hey, so a lot of you guys have been saying that the show's too short and you can't wait to know what happened next. You've emailed in, you've tweeted us, one guy even used a Skyrider to tell me that they're having a sale on shoes, and I'm now just realizing that might not have been about me. Anyway, we've teamed up with audiobooksontape.com to offer you not only the completed season one of D&D's for Nerds, that's right, the whole season, all 25 episodes of the show, several of which haven't even been released yet, but also an exclusive 5th Ed adventure where I play a humble fur salesman. Jackson is a knight that's clearly been kicked in the head by a mule at some point in his life and includes a whole heap of rotating cast of other Sandspants members. AudiobooksOnTape.com is a company that specializes in providing quality audio entertainment on a modern 4GB USB with all the nostalgic look of a cassette tape, including its very own case that comes with a custom J-card insert. If you purchase during the month of December, use the promo code KRIF, that's K-R-I-F, at checkout, and you'll receive free postage and handling. That's all very good and well, I hear you say, but I wanted to hear the adventure now, not have to wait around for the postman like it was the war times. Shut up, don't interrupt me, let me finish, root. On completion of purchase, you'll also receive a free digital download of all the files, which is almost 23 hours of hardcore, wall-to-wall, gross, hot, and sweaty D&D action. That's audiobooksontape.com. For the links or click the URL in the show notes of this very episode. Thank you for all your support. Every purchase gets us closer to our goal of not having to get real jobs so we can keep churning out these Dungeons and Dragon themed adventures. Now, onwards to the show. Oh, wait, one more thing. We also have D&D's for Nerd themed designs at our Redbubble store. Just go to redbubble.com/people/sanspantsradio and check out all our awesome merch, including our brand new, not at all inspired by the Beatles design, Let It D&D. You can also get a Jigglump tee. How good? Now, onwards to the show.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table getting really excited because they scored with a fictional mercenary.
That.
But that's what we're going to be doing today. Welcome to episode 24 of D&D is for Nerds. Joining us, we have, with the golden mic and the golden pipes, Jackson Bailey.
Yes.
As Criff Pum Pum Criff.
Yeah.
We have, with the silver mic and the silver piano, Ali Kathleen.
Still pretty.
Playing Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather.
Yes, I am.
And with the bronze mic and the bronze pan flute, we have Joel Zammit.
Hi.
Playing Leo Shadow.
Whatever, I didn't want gold, not bitter, it's fine.
And with a platinum mic and a platinum name, I'm Adam Crotchspell.
That's not your name.
Well, it's what we're making do with.
Fair enough.
Previously on D&D is for Nerds. Where was this person on the boat when we first met?
I would like to ask the bartender for a pundit of ice cream and some red wine.
Are we having a drunken pity party for Ainsley?
Yeah. Adam, I'm going to scout the bar for handsome boys.
Tiefling, while not necessarily inherently evil, they're often a bad sort.
Let's get really drunk and try to do magic again.
Subtly with my hand be like... light those candles on fire.
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
We're so magic. I'm going to set up and be like, I'm selling all of my weapons. I am
No, she's not. She isn't, though. That's incorrect.
I'd be willing to purchase your weapons for a low price, says one of the tiefling.
Don't take it.
No.
God, oh okay. My God.
The tiefling takes out a little blade, jabs it into your spine. So you've moved through the darkness, Leo. On the other side, you see a crippled tiefling.
I stab him in the neck.
Oh, boy.
What about the other tieflings? What are they doing?
I stab him in his neck.
He hasn't got very good friends. Like,
no.
He just came and tried to hustle us, and then we were like, no. And then his friends were just like, well, I guess we don't have to buy him around.
You step on the tiefling's neck.
Uh-huh.
And then with your rapier, you jab into his, chest.
Uh-huh.
Until you, you're working it a little bit and then it, gives a lot and you know that you've hit his heart. You pull it out.
Uh-huh.
And it's every like second there's a squirt of blood.
I'm just going to be like, guys, good. This behavior, I'm pop back into existence. Visibility.
The bartender freaks the fuck out.
Why do? What?
Hey, I'm letting you guys know this behavior is okay in the pirate capital, but like, if we're anywhere else, let's keep this shit to a minimum.
But he tried to kill us.
Well, yeah,
you?
I know.
Wait, did he?
Another one of the tiefling from the table is strolling over to you guys.
I'm going to go over to him. I'm so sorry. He came at us. He was trying to hustle us. Mate,
he kicks the dead corpse over and starts looting it.
Rad. Oh, Pirate City win.
Has he got any good things?
I don't think we should shut the fuck
up. You want to take it from me?
Shut the fuck up, Leo. Leo, shut the fuck up.
I was just saying, if he's got any good things, we go fitty-fitty.
Leo, oh my God.
I mean, we did kill him.
Do I have any health potions? I think you had a couple.
You can have some then.
Should I say fitty-fitty? What's he say?
I say 100-0.
That's a bit mean. I go to stab him.
No!
This
night. This fucking night.
You don't get a chance to drink a health potion.
Like, oh my God.
And I suppose.
You try to.
Brian had initiative.
Okay, now we go to initiative. Oh. Actually, you know what? I'll just use the same initiative we had last time. Joel, you go first. So you get a. Leo, you go first.
All right.
You get another.
Then
free
I
attack
go to stab him again.
You miss again.
God damn it, stupid drunk.
Leo, you're drunk.
You stab downwards twice, trying to get at him. The first time you stab, it sort of just glances off his leather armor. The second time, he actually grabs your rapier and pulls it aside.
Mate, God, Leo, cut that shit out, mate.
That corpse is rightfully mine.
Oh, Leo, you fucking idiot.
You get stabbed.
See, Leo, you spastic. Jesus Christ.
Rightfully mine. Griff.
No, Leo.
Rightfully mine.
Not rivally yours.
Oh, it hurts so much.
7 points of damage. Oh.
The little halfling body.
And you can also feel unconsciousness pulling at the edges of your mind. Griff, as well, I should mention, that feeling hasn't left you. You feel a little woozy.
I feel a little woozy.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting stabbed, you fucking idiot.
Ainsley, it's all basically right. The same scenario, except there's one corpse underneath the tiefling that you're fighting now.
How far away is...
You're standing next to him still. Your sword is even still drawn.
Sword, yeah, I'm gonna...
It's as if the fight hadn't really stopped.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and...
Hit him?
Yep. Cool. With a sword. A long sword.
You fail to.
What?
You swing, but you stumble drunkenly, and he capitalizes on this.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He kicks you just below the knee, and you, crumple forwards in pain.
Well, that hurt.
Criff.
Buddy... I want to jump in and try and reason with him. Buddy, they're drunk. It's all yours. I'll give you some gold even. Just please leave us alone. We've had a rough night.
Joel?
Oh, my God.
Leo, God fucking damn it.
Let's try and do another rapier stab.
My drunk fucking idiot friends.
This time you score a hit.
Yes.
There goes reasoning with him. You're losing friends tonight. The two of you are losing friends tonight.
Are they tiefling friends?
Your blow catches him on his side. You're pretty good. You're even drunk. You're handy with a sword. This
good
blow
stuff.
Could fell a regular man. You're not fighting a regular man, though.
Oh.
That puts it at the tiefling's turn.
Goodbye.
One of his friends is coming in to join. You're fighting two now.
Oh, no.
Ainsley, they position themselves on either side of you.
Okay.
You try to defend against one, but as you're like using your sword to block from one, the other one will like tries to come up behind you. So it's like, you know, trying to fight in two directions at once.
During the struggle, I want to yell at, have you ever been broken up with? Do you know how this feels?
Oh my God, don't.
One of them scores a hit.
Please.
And I'm.
Stop trying to reason, be useful, and attack a fucker. You son of a bitch.
Well, I couldn't attack
not
anyone.
Not you, him.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Spaghetti-o.
There's a big face.
Ainsley, you take 18 points of damage.
Oh, my God. That's really bad.
As you're defending against one, you feel at the base of your neck, behind you, you can feel the rapier pressing in with a lot of force. It comes out your neck on the other side.
No!
Oh, Jesus.
No!
And as he's like right up behind you, the tiefling whispers into your ear, "Time to die."
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Can I come back as a zombie?
Ainsley, it's your turn.
I can do this. I'm getting really emotional about this.
What if we die, you idiots?
I haven't prepared myself for this. I don't know. What can I do?
You can continue to fight with your sword if you want.
Is there a way to
stab him behind the back?
You can do something. You can choose two different types of actions here. If you want to like go on the defensive, you can fight partially defensively, which gives you bonuses to your, makes you harder to hit because you're trying to focus on the defensive.
Sounds good.
But you have trouble being offensive, so you won't be doing as well offensively. Or alternatively, you can go total defense,
which
you make no attacks, so there's no offense, but you get a lot higher defense.
So what, like, what's gonna make me live more? I'll take that option.
You're not sure if they'll accept a surrender.
Motherfuckers. Partial defense. Still go on the offense.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Partial offense.
Yeah.
Cool. If you die, I'm not resurrecting you. I'm just letting you know. If like this fight goes sour, I'm invisible and out of here.
This is on you.
With one hand on your fucking neck, even fighting defensively, you still manage to score a hit.
Yes. I feel it kind of.
It was a lucky strike, though. A very lucky hit.
That's what they call me back home.
The one you're fighting in front of you thinks that you're about to go down, so he steps forward, overplaying his hand, and you use that to fucking cut him on the arm. It's not a great blow, but it's a pretty hard one nonetheless. Okay. Cool. And that puts it at Criff's turn.
Okay, I've got a lot of options. I could grease the floor. I could chuck some Babu slime on somebody. I could call for Jigalump.
Or a bee. The fuck or he a is. Bee.
But a giant celestial bee, that's another turn that you guys might die in. And I can't cast a spell and attack in the same turn.
No, not usually. Some spells you can, but none of them.
I don't think I have any.
Except blockade. You can cast blockade and attack if you want.
That's not going to help anybody.
Punch someone in the face. You got that feat of strength or whatever it was.
Yeah, I could.
It's not a feat of strength. It's more a feat of just like now he knows how to fight with his fists.
Good.
He's not good at it.
I like the idea of beforehand. He was just kind of like, looking at limp hands. What are these? What do these do? What are they? They hold.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Okay, I'm gonna fucking take the risk. Let's summon a giant celestial bee.
Come on, bee.
Okay. So on the next turn, it'll come into play. You might need to remind me.
I'm gonna get stabbed, guys, and I have one HP. I'm an idiot.
Leo,
I'm a dumb boy. Ainsley, it's fine. I'm gonna stab the fucker that will stab me.
I'm gonna say as well, you position yourself so it's so you know how Ainsley is on either side.
Yeah.
You position yourself so that the tiefling that Ainsley is properly fighting, you are also on the other side of him. Yes. So it's like
We're all flanking each other.
Yeah, so it's like several layers of flanking.
Excellent.
Because that gives you bonuses.
Motherfucker, don't even know.
Oh, my God.
That's a hit.
Yes. Please, just
end this. Not me, though, because I don't want to die.
You're not in a good way, Ainsley. You are not in a good way.
Remember, we saved Grayson with, like, when his neck was torn out. This will be fine.
So what happens is Ainsley, when this guy extends himself too far, Ainsley catches him on the hand. And while he's catching him on the hand, he gets distracted and doesn't notice you come up behind. You kick the back of his legs and he comes down to your height. So that you stab down through his shoulder and into like his heart.
You
bring it back up.
I then look at the other tiefling, and then I say, it's time for you to die, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
Push the tiefling forward, and he slumps dead at Ainsley's feet. But there's still the other one to go.
Good.
It's his turn.
Are there any other tieflings still sitting down?
There's four more tieflings at the table. They don't seem interested in the fight. When I say don't seem interested, they're wagering on the fight.
Hey, that's fine. That's not killing us.
As long as they make some money, that's nice. You know,
the tiefling behind Ainsley ducks, dives, and rolls away towards the center of the room. And as he does it, he throws a dagger at you, Leo.
Oh, do we get a free hit because he tumbles?
No, because Ainsley is fighting partially defensively. Ooh. She can't make attacks of opportunity.
Rats.
That would be a hit on you.
Oh, no.
Get daggered in the face.
I'm getting daggered. Who's getting daggered? This boy's getting
daggered. That boy right there.
That kid.
Stabbed in the neck, face, and spine. All right, gang. Okay. Far out.
You pay. Oh, Leo, you're on one hit point.
Oh, no.
And as he comes back up from the roll, he disappears into the darkness in the middle of the room.
That son of a bitch.
I hate that guy.
I'm going to call it at Ainsley's turn now.
What are my options?
You can't see the tiefling now. You can try charging into the darkness after him.
That's a bad idea. I'm already dying.
More than half of your party is on one hit point.
How big is the darkness in the middle of the room?
It's got a 20-foot radius.
Okay, so it's not like one singular spot where it's like, he's clearly right there.
It's pretty big, yeah. It's
hard to tell. Can we, you know, maybe like chuck a health potion over to someone and maybe chug one myself?
Well, technically, Criff is holding one that he could chug if
okay,
he wanted
all right.
to.
I'm going to try and chug one and then through gargles, I guess, be like, Criff, drink yours!
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember what health potion it was? Was it
Cure Light Wounds?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Was it?
I could have said it was better. Might have been Cure Moderate, actually.
Yeah, I think it was. We stole them.
2d8 plus 5, Cure Moderate?
Yeah, I think it was Cure Moderate. Because, okay. Yeah, we stole them from somebody.
The doctor.
Yeah.
That wasn't a doctor. What was he? A priest?
Necromancer?
Yeah.
Ainsley, you heal 9 hit points.
Oh, thank goodness. That must feel nice. Does my neck stop
sorry, I'm wrong.
Learning out?
You heal more than that. Hang on.
Oh, even better.
You heal 14 hit points.
It has a neck?
Yeah, your neck almost completely heals, but there's like a very obvious, like, sort of.
Like, skin flap.
Yes, yeah, sort of like skin to show, like a scar, essentially. And then. Oh, you still have a movement action, so you can move after him, but you won't be able to do anything else. Or you could just. That's it, if you wanted to. It's up to you.
No, I think I'm good.
Cool.
Just take a breather, you know? Moment
Criff,
to
it's your turn.
Giant celestial bee.
Yes, the bee comes into being.
Oh, my God. Oh, hello.
I wonder if the bee can see in the darkness, because that'll
be weird. Can the bee see in the darkness, Adam?
Send him in anyway.
The bee cannot see in the darkness.
I'll be like, bee, get the guy in there if you could. Godspeed, bee.
It hovers off.
And then I'll chug a health potion as well.
Cool. You recover 13 hit points.
Sick. Telling the bee to go and fight the guy, that's not my turn, is it?
No, chugging a health potion.
That's my
standard action, so now you can move if you want.
Nah, it's alright, I'll stay in the same place. I was just going to grease the floor if I still had a magic turn. Grease the floor, and then when the darkness dissipates, he'll have fallen over.
And he'll have fallen over and cracked his head.
Yeah.
Probably not, though.
That was Criff. Leo.
Can I rifle through the two dead corpses?
Because that didn't get us in trouble.
That'll be your turn.
Okay, I want to jump. Basically, I want to hide behind them a little bit, but also while I'm hiding behind them, rifle through them.
They're not really
a little,
big enough to do
but
that.
But I'm a halfling.
They're not really big enough to
can
do that.
Can I drag one on top of the other?
That would be your turn.
That's my turn.
Okay.
Drag
making
one on top
wall,
of the other.
A wall of
hide tieflings. Behind him.
Tiefling
like,
wall.
It's like a double bunk bed.
And get my sling ready.
And then it is the tiefling's turn.
I think we're going to get daggers in the face.
I think so.
Nothing happens, Ainsley.
Maybe I will just shoot an arrow into the darkness.
Not see what happens.
No? See what happens. Maybe?
It's a big darkness.
And also there's a tavern, like a whole tavern behind.
Oh, would it just go people. Through the darkness into the other side?
Yeah.
Oh, of course it would.
It's just darkness. Oh. I know it's kind of hard to conceptualize, but it's like it's just an area of no light.
Hide behind the bark.
Yeah, I think I might. I think I might go and hide behind, like, if there's, like, a table to turn
cool.
over.
I'm probably going to bring you out of initiative because at some point the darkness is going to fade and disappear and you'll realize that tiefling just legged it.
Oh,
is my bee just
right.
like...
Your bee's just like, oh, well, after a couple turns the bee disappears.
Okay.
So you
see you later,
stop
bee.
Hearing it, I guess.
Okay. See you next time.
Bee gives you a little sign-off.
Yeah.
Bee sign-off.
That's wonderful. I love that guy.
On the bee side.
I rifle over corpses.
Okay.
See if it was worth it.
I'm so mad at the two of you.
Hey, you're not
I'm like,
but
hey,
yourself.
You what? Like magic, you know
what?
That?
What you,
neither
what?
Of you, I did it.
What?
It was prestidigitation. I'm going to bed.
Where's Where's Jigalum?
I chuff upstairs in a huff, Adam. In a huff.
Ainsley.
You, once again, have neglected to pay for a room.
This is not the first
time. I come downstairs in a huff.
I think this is maybe the third time.
You've tried to go to bed without having a room.
Leo, on the bodies, you find maybe... Well, in total, between the two of them, 4 daggers.
Yes.
Nice.
2 sets of leather armor, but it's going to be heavy to carry.
Is it, is it better than my armor?
No.
How much is it worth to sell?
You'd sell it for 7 gold, 4 silver.
All right. Who wants to buy these leathers? 4 gold each.
There's just the tieflings.
Yeah, do they want to buy it?
They're like, those. We could just take them from you.
They don't look interested.
Nah, carry them anyway.
I'm going to go.
We'll sell them.
Is the bartender there or did he run?
The bartender is still behind the bar. He seems a little like, seems a bit mad at you guys.
I am sorry.
Like, where's that other elf?
Unreasonable. Yeah, where's the other elf? Maybe he thinks we're really brave.
Oh, that guy, he legged it when you guys weren't watching.
Surprise, surprise.
I'm so sorry. Can we get just a room? I'm happy to pay double if, you know, like if, to make up for damages. Is there damages?
Don't ask. Because he'll say yes. Yeah.
5 silver, he says.
I can do that. We can do that. We can do that.
Each.
Yeah. Okay.
Seems, we can sort that
seems
out.
Seems fair. Just wipe my dagger or my rapier on the dead tiefling's clothes.
I'm going to go upstairs and lie down in bed and stare at the ceiling furious. You try to do nice things, Cruff. You try to do nice things for your friends. And, oh, look, now everybody's dead and you nearly died again. You know, Cruff, maybe just, like, in the future, let's not look after our, like, you know, fuck them, I guess. Just fuck them.
Quick reminder, Leo, you're on 1 hit point.
Yeah, no.
Maybe take a health potion.
No.
Or just stack the, like, we'll go upstairs, take the tiefling corpses up with you, stack them against the door.
They don't let you take the corpses with
them.
They wouldn't.
The bartender insists they get thrown out on the street, which is what happens.
Napping / sleeping lets me recover health, doesn't it?
Some, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So there's no lock on the door.
I know. Mm.
We can't. Is there a chest we could push in front of it?
No. It's like a big common room. Actually, you know what? There's not even a door, come to think of it.
Criff, my good man.
We'll stay on guard.
Yes.
You have a nap.
I'm a little drunk. I need a nap.
Okay, you have a nap first.
I'll nap first?
I'll stay up. No, it's fine. I'm an elf. I don't even need to sleep. So
we'll take it in shifts.
No, everybody go to bed.
I'll nap.
No, stop talking to me, Leo.
Leo.
Ainsley, Leo.
I'm
go
Leo.
To bed.
Let's go to bed.
Leo will
Leo.
Nap. Goodbye.
Leo. Let's go to bed.
I just like sit. I just brush it in the end of their bed.
I brush your hand just gently and like, thank you.
Good. Yep.
I'm going to give him a
and
hug.
Go to sleep.
Even though he probably isn't going to hug back, I'd just be like, thanks, man.
Okay, so Ainsley and Leo are going to bed while
I'm going to sit up and watch.
I'm asleep until I'm better. I don't care how many hours that is.
Okay.
4 days.
So, Criff, you fall unconscious while you're on watch.
What?
You neglected to do anything about the poison, if you remember.
Oh, yes.
What poison?
Oops. You piece of shit.
I just thought I was feeling ill from the stabbing.
What was the poison, guys?
Both Criff and Leo were poisoned when they were stabbed.
Oops.
I wasn't?
You weren't. You were attacked by a rapier instead of a poison dagger.
I see.
Well, bugger. And your health potion didn't help?
I guess not.
Can I poison my daggers?
Those daggers are already poisoned.
No, but can I poison daggers?
You need to buy poison, and when you poison a dagger, there's a chance you will accidentally poison yourself.
Can I get better at not poisoning myself?
Yes, you can.
All right, then, good. Something to aspire to if I don't die in the night.
Actually, Ainsley, highs or lows?
Why are you asking me?
Because I haven't asked you. I didn't ask you much.
I was like, why would you give me his fate? Highs, because I'm very appreciative on a high level of him trying to save me. Don't fuck it up, Ernum.
Poor news for you guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
We killed the only 2 doctors in town.
In the night, while you guys are
Jiggly Lump.
Hang on, I won't. So that tiefling comes back.
Damn it.
Right? He creeps into the room. And at first he's a little, like, scared because he didn't notice Criff, like, leaning on some boxes looking at the doorway. But as he, like, you know, peers a little closer and he notices that you're fast asleep.
Oh, fuck.
Then he's going to attempt to kill one of you three.
Oh, my God.
How did this happen?
What I'm going to do is I will roll to randomly determine who he kills first.
What?
Holy shit.
Tries to kill.
Oh, good. Oh. I'm like, this is you went from try to kill.
Like, definite.
There's no real rules to what we're about to do. It's just so that you guys understand that whoever is about to be attempted, at least, at a... Whoever I'm about to attempt to kill now, it's not personal. It's just random.
It's just a chance.
This is bad.
So, six-sided dice on a one or a two. He's going to go after Leo. On a three or a four, he goes after Criff. Okay. On a five or a six, he goes after Ainsley.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Three.
Oh, no.
Fucking hell. This fucking night.
So, picking the person who looks like he might be on sentry and possibly the person who could wake up the soonest, he approaches Criff and prepares what's called a coup de grace.
That sounds bad.
Goodbye. Sayonara, gang.
We can res the dead, right?
We can save this.
You can try.
We can save this.
There's a spell called Resurrect like a billion levels away.
Hey, it's all right. We kind of were. We weren't wizards. Remember how we found that out the hard way?
Also, I think we kind of killed the only two necromancers in town.
Oh, that's true. We did that too.
You
we
could have zombie fucked creep. Up.
You were there guarding watch.
Hey, I didn't know I was poisoned.
Well, that's
I probably
on you.
Should have. I probably should have.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, no.
What if we just search the lands high and low for a friend? And then you as a ghost can help us. And then we'll store your body somewhere.
Look, hey.
Like pickle it.
We had a mission of killing wizards. Now we have a mission of bringing our wizard back to life.
Yeah. And you can follow us around.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, yeah.
Do you reckon in his last moments he could, like,
curse
I know.
Us?
But yeah, no, I was going to say possess a bug or something. But
I'm still waiting for good old Jigglelump.
Jigglelump
holds no allegiance to me.
Not to you.
Then attack. No.
But he would totally know. He, she?
Yeah,
it?
He.
He would know because of the mental bond.
Yeah, Jigglelump knows I'm about to die.
He knows you're unconscious.
He doesn't care. Jigglelump doesn't give a fuck, guys.
Oh, you can't tell, but Jackson has the most defeated look at his face.
Promise you'll take my head inexpertly cut off to somebody.
Whatever happened to that pickled head we had?
It's about.
It's in a better backpack.
Oh, rad. With the goblin that got free.
Yeah, that motherfucking goblin got free.
And also, I want to point out, I said we could take this in turns. You were like, nah, I'll do it. This is, again, on you. See, all these poor moves, all these poor choices that have
you know,
led to your
like,
death.
I'm magic. I guess I don't need a sword anymore. Oh, I suppose if I make a candle light, I'm good for, like, whatever world throws at me, I can light a candle.
Ainsley was like, I'm going to sell my swords. I was like, I'm just going to put it, like, you know, torch your bum.
What are you going to torch your bum?
Okay.
A bum.
Not set my
bum
on fire.
Guys, I'm about to die.
I'm going to do something on you. A little unusual here because I want you guys to understand how this is working. So he's delivering a coup de grace against Criff.
What's that?
The way it works is he automatically deals a critical hit against you and I roll damage for that. Yeah? Then Jackson needs to make a fortitude save of 10 plus whatever damage was dealt. If he passes, if he survives. If he fails, he still takes the damage.
Holy shit.
Can we get Jackson to roll it so that if he fucks it up, it's really his fault?
Oh, yeah, if Jackson wants to roll it.
Okay.
Jackson, you want to roll it?
I'll do it. Right. I'll roll, like, my saving, because I think I'm only on, like, 15 hit points. Or did I heal up as I napped?
No, you have not healed yet.
Oh, great.
Okay. So, do you remember, Leo, when you went through the collarbone of that guy?
Uh-huh.
He basically just grabs Criff by the hair, pulls his head back from the wall a little bit, and in between, like, the top vertebrae, jams his rapier and shoves it all the way down, straight down your spine.
That's super bad.
Would you like to roll damage first?
Yeah, super
bad.
Let's do this. Two.
So,
six. Okay, so I have to roll 16 on a fortitude save?
Yep.
Oh my god. I'm not. How am I going to roll 16?
I don't know, man.
How am I going to roll 16?
Roll a 20.
What did you roll?
What did you roll?
Oh, it's. I mean, like.
I rolled a 2. A legitimate 2.
If it makes you feel any better, you would have died from damage dealt anyway.
Oh boy.
Guys.
Sayonara.
Griff, you are dead.
Oh boy. Oh. Well, great. So long, everybody.
What does this mean?
This means what? Ainsley, because Leo, you also failed your second save. You're not asleep normally. You're unconscious from the poison as well.
Yep.
Ainsley is the only one who can wake up right now.
Good luck.
Oh my goodness.
You got this, Ainsley. Wake up, wake up. I'm off to heaven,
Ainsley,
gang.
You wake up.
Oh my god.
Kick me awake if you can.
Initiative.
I'm going to yell out.
Hang on.
Okay.
But oh you're in a poison sleep.
I know, I can't do it, are we?
Holy shit.
You're first, Ainsley.
I think I'm gonna try and shoot him with my very good bow and arrow skills.
Okay. So and you scream. Roll out of bed quickly. You start screaming. You roll out of bed. As you're doing it, your, like, pack is lying on the bed next to you. You grab the bow as you're rolling. Come up. Fire an arrow.
Uh-huh.
It strikes him.
Yes. I'll never let him live through this. I'll hunt this man down for killing my friend.
Oh my
The arrow hits him in the shoulder, and you see him, like, slow down, now he's charging at you.
Well,
it's
bring
his
it,
turn.
Motherfucker. I'm upset.
I think we're all just going to die tonight, guys.
What an adventure it was.
He lunges at you forwards with his rapier.
Mm-hmm.
You dodge to the side, and he misses. It's your turn again, Ainsley. Leo can't be awoken.
Okay, I'm still going to yell just throughout the whole experience.
That's okay.
Half, you know, like mainly hysterics. And then I'm going to take another shot, like rapid shot.
Okay. You take a 5-foot step backwards to do that first. Good thing you remembered that. You hit him once, but your second arrow, you're panicking, and the second arrow goes wide.
Damn.
You hit him about the same place you hit him last time.
Ah, that's upsetting. Maybe it's his weak spot.
Yeah, let's hope it's his Achilles heel.
He lunges forward again with his rapier. You're in like this sort of dance almost where you're backing up as dexterously as you can, and he's lunging forward with as much strength as he can muster.
Okay.
He hits you.
Oh, no. Guys, how did this happen? We got drunk.
Oh, he only deals 1 point.
This was a bad night, guys.
Now we've got to work out how to resurrect you.
Oh, I know. Good luck.
Ainsley, it's your turn. Back up again.
Yeah. Nah, rapid shot.
Rapid shot?
Shit.
Annihilate him, Ainsley.
Yeah.
You hit him twice?
Good.
Good.
I want one in the face and one in the dick.
Oh, 10 damage.
Yeah.
He goes down.
Yes.
And you fire twice, head. Once in his breast and once, like, in his cheek, and he flops over backwards.
I want to smash his head with my foot.
You Hopefully stand over him and you just start pounding downwards with the heel of your boot.
Yeah.
You cave his skull in and splatter his brains all along the floor.
I did that for you.
Maybe check him, great, Criff, and also me.
Yeah, I'm going to check Criff first. You're all right.
You don't know.
Criff is very dead.
Can I save him?
No, he's beyond saving.
Take my body to someone. Just run out in the middle of town.
Okay, I'm going to check on Leo as well.
Leo has been poisoned and is in
comatose.
How do I fix it? You don't know how. You'd have to just let it take its course.
How?
Just leave him.
Does he just sleep it
There's
off?
There's nothing, apparent. Hopefully, yes.
A para hopefully.
A para hopefully.
Oh, guys.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. I just, I need, I'm just going to.
Drag him to a cleric.
Would you break down and cry?
I think I might. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that might be the most logical action. I just want to save Griff.
I'm gone, guys.
I want him to hold.
I'm gone. Move on.
You don't know where to find a cleric.
Guys, move on. I'm gone.
You knew where you could find two a brief while ago.
Oh, damn it.
I don't know how death works in D&D. So do you want to explain that? Like, how long can we wait till get him to a cleric?
Well, it depends how powerful the cleric is. A low-level cleric, you'd need to find one within not a low-level. Like, to bring the dead back to life, even the most basic of those spells, you'd need to find a fairly powerful cleric.
All right.
And you would need to find one within a week.
All right. A week? Oh, cool. All right.
You got ages.
There are two more things to know. If you can find an extremely powerful cleric, but that will take some doing, it doesn't matter how long. Powerful cleric can bring him back no matter
what.
New mission.
The other thing, though, if Jackson's, if Criff's remains are used as to create an undead creature, Criff is lost forever.
Well, okay, let's not make him a zombie. I mean, it was on the table, but now it's not.
I thought about it. Okay.
Well, I would like to...
I'm unconscious. I'm not in a coma.
I'd like to scream out help so that hopefully like someone...
Are you just going to scream out help where you are? You're like on the floor above the bar.
Yelling out a window.
Yeah. I'll just be like, somebody help. Please. And then hopefully someone will hear me and then come up because I'm a damsel in distress and they love that shit.
Highs or lows?
Lows, because highs fucked me last time, Adam.
Highs killed Jackson.
You hear footsteps coming up the stairs. In the doorway, two figures, silhouette figures, come through. In the dim light from out the window, you can just vaguely make out their outlines. Two more tieflings from the bar below.
This is bad.
Hey, there might be good tieflings.
Please.
One of them smiles and says, "You look like you're in a lot of trouble."
I am in a lot of trouble. Thank you for noticing. It's always nice when people notice. Please help. Please.
One of them stays by the doorway, but the other one is moving a little bit further into the room. He looks over at Criff and then over at Leo. He says, "I think you're all alone."
Panic and run out the window. Just
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to get my bow and arrow and aim it at his face and go, "I've gone through a lot tonight, you piece of shit. You either help me or leave." And I want to do it in that mum tone so they know that they're fucked, you know? I can't leave Leo. He's still not dead.
Because if you leave me, they're going to stab me
neck. They will.
The tiefling smile gets a little wider, if anything.
Just leap out a window. Leo's gone. He's done.
You can see that he's slowly trying to, like, before you can start a fight, he's obviously trying to, like, just inch his way forward so that he can get his blades into battle before you can get your bow.
Loosen your fucking arrow in his face.
I was like, that's a bad... Why would I not do that? Oh, wait, let it go in his face.
Rapid shot?
Yes. I would like to rapid shot. Every single fiber of my being is in fury and hatred towards this gentleman and his crew.
You hit him twice.
Good. In the dick. Oh, crit hap, guys. Did I hit him in the dick?
So one arrow goes straight through his shoulder and spins him around.
Good.
The second arrow just nearly, like, with enough force to sever his head almost.
Oh, yes! And then
he hits the floor with a wet flump. Good. The other tiefling draws daggers at the door and moves to come to you. Then he jerks suddenly. You see, like, in the middle of his chest, like, this red patch slowly spreading outwards.
Oh, my God.
And then with a tremendous ripping sound, a spear stabs its way completely through his chest.
Is it you?
The tiefling is lifted a couple inches off the ground.
Oh, I'm so bummed!
Drops to the floor, and the bartender is standing behind him.
Adam Cannavale, you fuck!
Yes! Did not see that.
I didn't see that. First, I thought it was Jigalum, then I thought it was Grayson. Oh. Now I'm just confused. I think I'm going to marry a bartender. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
25 gold, he says.
Will you save my friends?
He looks at both of them. I'll save your friend. Which friend? Find out next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.